Coming up now to 7 minutes past seven, Lisa Pereira is here with the first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Almost all schools inspected for a sample study have admissions policies that could exclude children with learning difficulties. That's a story carried on the front page of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times. The findings were contained in a review by the Department of Education's Inspectorate of 15 mainstream primary and 15 mainstream post-primary schools. Some policies restricted admission to children with certain levels of cognitive functioning. Others reserved the right to withdraw the offer of a place based on the perception of a student's behaviour. Two court cases are covered extensively in today's newspapers. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star carry several pages on the trial of Anthony McGinn, who has pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the deaths of best friends Kia McCann and Lava Mohammed on the way to their Debs in July 2023. Mr. McGinn was found to be driving his BMW at 151 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone on a wet road before it skidded and ploughed into a tree. Surviving passenger Oisin Clerkin said he had asked Mr. McGinn to slow down. "I said goodbye to Kia and I woke up in hospital," he told the court. Both papers also carry extensive coverage of the trial of Richard Satchwell for the murder of his wife Tina, which he denies. The court heard that Mr. Satchwell had emailed an international monkey organisation on the date he said Tina died, saying his wife would leave him if two monkeys which he'd ordered and sent money for didn't arrive. An investigating detective said it seemed to be a scam. He also told the court that a week later, Richard Satchwell did a Google search for quicklime, which could be used in the decomposition process. The Irish News reports that motorists in the north are paying almost 24 pence less for a litre of petrol and almost 16 pence less for a litre of diesel than drivers in the Republic. It translates into an 18.3% difference for a full tank of petrol and is the highest in 5 years. The Irish Independent writes about what it calls an alarming rise in reports of elder abuse. HSE figures show a doubling of complaints since the start of COVID, and most of it is psychological abuse. The Irish Daily Mail quotes the words gargantuan and crazy to describe the huge exports of medicines in February and March to the US to avoid tariffs. The words were used respectively by Dan O'Brien of the Institute of International Affairs and Brad Setzer of the Council of Foreign Relations. Mr. Setzer said pharmaceutical companies in Ireland were exporting around 5 billion euro a month to the US, but March's figure was increased by a factor of five. Mr. O'Brien said it would lead to a bump in corporation tax, followed by a fallback and possible job losses. The Irish Sun has what it calls the Great Camogie Rebellion on its front page. In an editorial, it says the Camogie Association risks scoring an own goal if officials don't move to resolve the issues of players wanting to wear shorts and not skorts.